What is up, everybody? It's Dakota Shane with another episode, episode 2 of the Dakota Shane podcast, the self-titled podcast. And today I'm going to be talking about how I made my first $10,000 using Upwork, the freelancing platform. If you're not familiar with it, I mean, you probably are since you clicked on the video, but if not, it's a freelancing marketplace where people, everyone from copywriters to creative writers to graphic designers to videographers, you name it, any freelancers can get gigs, get paid through it, time track through the app, send contracts, outreach, all that stuff through Upwork itself. So that's a little background on Upwork. And for those who don't know me, I'm a columnist for Inc. magazine. I write 6 columns a month on anything and everything related to content marketing. And I'm also a co-founder of Copy Buffs. It's a copywriting agency based in Los Angeles. If I'm stumbling on my words a little bit, it is because I am 2 glasses of wine deep. It is a Friday night. It's been a long week, about 80-hour work week this week, but can't complain. Love the work I do. So I decided to, what better day to record the podcast? So I'm going to show you guys how I made my first $10,000 on it. And honestly, We've used Upwork both to hire freelancers and writers for our agency and for our clients and everything, and also to land gigs for our agency. I just wanted to test the waters. I always feel like I have to be on the up and up when it comes to getting paid for your writing and everything, and copywriting, freelancing, all that stuff. So decided to give it a whirl, and at first was skeptical. Kind of didn't really believe the hype and everything. I had just negative, shitty experiences with Fiverr and Thumbtack and all these other ones. So I'm like, Upwork can't be any different. And once I got the ball rolling, it was, about 4 months, I made $10,000 on it. So figured I'd share my tips with you guys. If you're a writer, this is geared more towards writers in this episode, but all the pretty much 90 or about 9 out of 10 of the tips here, 90% will be able to apply to anyone using Upwork. So take it with a grain of salt, but that's kind of a background of what we'll be talking about today. Let's get started. So first things first. First thing you're going to want to do on Upwork is pick a niche. And this is like down to the nitty gritty. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to be a writer on Upwork. Are you going to be a copywriter? Are you going to be a ghostwriter? Are you going to be a tech blogger, a business writer, a speech writer? You name it. You have to really, especially at the beginning, narrow down your focus, because there are so many other freelancers and competitors in your area. Write it, whether you're a writer or graphic designer, there's a lot of people on there. So my 2 cents would be pick a more lucrative niche. So for me personally, I made a killing, just I would say about 40% of all my money there. So about $4,000. It's probably even more than that. Around $6,000, I would say, during that 4 month stretch, all came from blockchain. So that was really hot about a year ago, if you guys remember. And money was just being thrown in. So I decided to learn blockchain and became a blockchain ghostwriter for a lot of startups, copywriter, wrote web landing pages, squeeze pages, all that stuff for blockchain and crypto startups and thought leaders and all that stuff. So that was kind of my niche. I kind of stumbled into that. You don't have to get that specific, but take a step back and be like, oh, I want to write for startups. And then that way, if someone who runs a startup visits your profile or sees that you applied, they'll see, oh, this person is interested in this. They're not a poet who is going to be trying to write a blockchain article. So something to keep in mind. So really narrow down your niche as much as you can in the very beginning. Second is social proof the hell out of your profile. And what the main thing this comes down to is links, links, and more links. So during in your description, in your portfolio section, in your cover letters and all that stuff, include as many links to outside work and previous work that you've done as you can. So for me, I included links to my Medium profile back. This was when I first started about 2 years ago. Medium is really where I got my start. So I was a top writer on that. I've had a lot of articles go viral on the platform. So I, of course, included links to that because it's social proofing. It's like, damn, if they log on and see you wrote for Business Insider, wrote for a small mid-market blog, or maybe one of your blog posts got repinned like 100 times or something like that. As much as you can, like, scrape together social proofing. And I'm not saying you have to have articles go viral or anything like that, but it is good to show that you walk the walk. You know, like, this could be a local newspaper, for God's sakes. It doesn't have to be Inc. Magazine. It doesn't have to be a big blog. It doesn't have to be a medium-sized blog. It could be a local newspaper. But if anything else, it'll show that you're dedicated to the craft, that you really are serious about this, that you want to make this happen. And that you've been there, done that. You have to prove that you've been there, done that. There are very few people on Upwork and just outside of Upwork are going to hire a complete noob. So even if you haven't been there, done that, you got to squeeze together a thesis and make your case for yourself. And then also, this is basic, but I see so many just perusing on Upwork. Fill out your damn portfolio section. Like, what the hell? how is someone going to know what you've done if you don't fill out your portfolio section? You have to have some case studies in there. You have to throw in, if you did write for the paper, put in some articles for the paper. Put in some metrics. Metrics are so important. Data is so important. So even if you don't have data on it, go back and count up the amount of retweets you got on a certain blog post. Count the amount of blog impressions you got for your first post to your fifth post, and then put if you got 10 for your first one and then you increase to 500 by the last one, that's a what? I'm not good at math, but X percent increase. You know, you have to make your case. There's ways to tweak your portfolio, tweak your bio and everything to really make you stand out and put numbers to it. People want numbers when they're hiring. They want to know you've been there, done that. So fill out your portfolio section as much as you can. And another one that I don't see enough, and I actually got a lot of positive feedback from, is put a video in your profile. Put a video, and it doesn't have to be anything fancy. For me, it was me just in my flannel. It was when I was really fat back in the day when I recorded that video. I've since lost about 30 pounds, but I was good old tubby Dakota in that video. But I just recorded a video telling people who I am, telling people how passionate I am about writing, telling people what I've done and everything, my work history. And I put that in my Upwork bio, my Upwork profile. And I can't tell you how many, it had to be about a dozen people telling me, like, oh, I really liked your video. I felt like, and it's not a dozen people went this far, but I ended up like, after hearing that enough, I ended up asking, well, what made it seem like that? And people were like, oh, I felt like I knew you. I felt like you were approachable. I felt like you really knew your stuff and were passionate about what you did. So add a video on Upwork, especially at the beginning, before you start, those positive reviews start piling up, which is really what gets the ball rolling for you. You have to find ways to stand out. And people who have videos on their bios and profiles stand out like crazy. Ones that really stand out, when I saw this one guy, his video, I'm like, this is genius. I almost made one for me, but then I decided to be like, I'm not really using Upwork that much anymore. I'm focusing more on the regular business. But he actually had a video in his profile of his clients giving reviews and testimonials of them. I'm like, how genius is that? You hear it from the horse's mouth of like, oh yeah, Jerry's great. Oh yeah, Karen's great. You know, so just another little snippet for you there. Next. So where are we here? Got my Google Doc, taking a swig of wine real quick. Don't hate me. Oh, that's that good stuff. I'm not too big of a wine drinker, trying to get more into it to be a little more healthy, switching from beer to wine a little bit. So drinking Dark Horse, Cabernet Sauvignon, I think that's how you pronounce it. Not fancy here, but good stuff. Anyway, next is, all right, so I know this is going to be hard for you writers out there to hear. And creative professionals, you're a photographer, you're a graphic designer, whatever it is, whatever you are, because we do get taken advantage of as creative professionals so much, and it's a pet peeve. But I'm sorry, in the very beginning, if you want to make money on Upwork, if you want to make money in general, you have to do one to two projects for free or at a very low price point. It's just the way it is. Like, you have to bite the bullet, take the L, take the knee, and do one to two projects for free. And the reason behind this is, there's a bunch of reasons. One, especially on, and this advice expands beyond Upwork in particular, but I'm just using this platform, of course, because we're talking about Upwork. But do this in exchange for a positive review on Upwork, and we'll get into it later. Reviews are everything. And you need reviews to land gigs in the very beginning. It's very hard to land gigs when you don't have some reviews. Problem is, it's hard to land gigs with no reviews in the first place. So it's like this whole thing of like, I forget a meme I saw. It's like, oh, entry level positions now ask for like 5 years experience or something like that. It's like, well, where the hell am I going to get it? But you have to do this at the beginning. Take the L. For me, I ended up, just full disclosure, by the end of it, I ended up charging $120 to $150 per hour for my writing services. So I was making that a goo-op, that cash money, bruh. I was making that. In the very beginning, I wrote a 1,200 word article for $40, $40. And keep in mind, Upwork takes 20% and Uncle Sam takes another 40 or whatever, 30. So I netted about like $18 for 1,200 words. Me, who was writing on Ink Magazine, when I first even tested Upwork. So you have to take the L at first. And make it clear to them. Make it clear that, like, hey, I never do this. You have to promise me that, like, I'm not going to give you shit work or anything, but you have to promise me to give a positive raving review with dialogue and detail so people know it's genuine on my profile if I give you this for free or a small price. Like, it's just how it has to be. And do this one or two times, and then never do work. Free work again. Never. I'm all about, I'm actually writing a book right now called The Rich Writer. And so your boy's all about money. Like, I'm a nice guy. I try to be respectful and everything, but when it comes to my money, you better be paying me. Like, I'm not lifting a frickin' finger if I'm not getting paid for it. So I'm an absolute wolf when it comes to money, for writers especially, and I want you to be as well. But in the beginning, you have to do one to do projects for free. Then after that, after you have your two reviews, your positive reviews, never do free work again in your life, ever. All right. Cool. I shouldn't say never. There's points where you can, but you get the point here. All right. Speaking of money, so after that, double your rates the second you're able to. So I'm not saying, so this is kind of the next tier of how I made $10,000 on Upwork and how you can as well. So after you get your two reviews, your one to two projects for reviews, if you're a writer, you should be pricing your services, I would say around $35 an hour, $40 an hour. When you first start out for like two to three projects and everything to get those positive reviews and everything, that's kind of where I was. But after that, you should double your rates, double them. And the reason is there's a lot of middlemen on Upwork. There's Upwork middleman, and then there's the biggest middleman in the game, Uncle Sam. So you're making about half of what you're actually netting, or you're netting about half of what you're actually grossing on Upwork. So you have to price your services accordingly. And the second you're able to, you should double them. So if you're priced at 35, after you get two to three more gigs and more reviews and everything and kill those at your other price point, double your rates, you know, and don't be ashamed to ask for that money. Like, don't be ashamed. You've worked hard as a writer or creative professional. You're worth that money. And the thing is, and this is a mindset shift too, I have two of them to talk about for this point, but one of them is don't feel bad about asking for a lot of money. The people who are using this, who are worth your time or anything, they have the money. Like, a lot of times these are businesses. It's not like you're taking away from a mom and pop shop and they won't be able to go on, take their grandkids on vacation because you asked for $70 an hour instead of $40. A lot of these people are straight killers. Like, a lot of these people are sharks, you know? It's like, they have the money. So don't feel bad about asking for more money. And the second this clicked, everything changed. So I actually tripled my prices. And I'll never forget, we're actually hiring on Upwork, and I'd been using it, you know, wishy-washy for a while, just as some extra income and everything as we were building the business up. And I was priced around $35 an hour, $35.40. I can't remember, to be honest. I guess it was $35.30 or $35. Anyway, just not high. And so Dylan and I, my brother and co-founder, we were perusing through Upwork to hire a ghostwriter and a freelancer to help some of our clients. And I noticed, like, a lot of these people who were applying, I saw like $60 per hour rates, $75 per hour rates, $100 per hour rates, you name it. And I'm like, oh, these people must be super experienced. They must be killing it. And then you look and it's like 1 year out of college, or I'm a junior at Southwestern, Eastern, Northernmost Connecticut State or some shit like that, you know? And I'm like, dang, I've been pricing it way too low. So I ended up the next day tripling my rates and just testing, like, hey, what would happen if I put $90 per hour for my services? This is when I was over that hump, you know, that I've been talking about the last couple points. And it's insane. Like, when you double or triple your rates, your life will change. You'll get rid of the clients who are penny pinchers and don't value your services in general. You'll get rid of them, because the people who don't value them will never pay that much money for writing services or creative services. They'll try and say, oh, well, my grandson could do that. Or, oh, like, that's way too much money. Like, I could get an intern for free to do that. Cool, then go do it. Like, your quality is going to suck ass. So go do it. It's totally up to you. And so you'll get rid of those schmucks. Second, you'll get more money. I guess B, if we're following the pattern, B, you'll get more money in your pocket. So it'll actually be worth your time for this stuff. And C, there's, when you're getting paid $90 an hour to write an article, or like $90 an hour to do social media posts and everything, there's this internal, like, subconscious contract that isn't there when you're getting paid $25 or $30 an hour for it. And that's like, you're going to give it your full attention, your undivided attention. You're going to give it your all because you know you're getting paid what you're worth. Whereas when you're getting paid tiny stuff, the quality suffers, and then the person has to pay for it again anyway because it sucks. So everyone loses. So this way, everyone wins. And when this clicked, I'm not kidding. Like, it just, the gig started coming. Oh, and then D or fourth or whatever, you'll look like a Rolls Royce instead of a Honda. You know, like, there's a reason why Gucci shirts cost more than Ross t-shirts. You know, it's like there's a difference in quality, and perception is reality for a lot of times. Now, I'm not saying you should charge $300 an hour, because I don't think you'll ever get a gig like that on Upwork, at least. Like, outside of Upwork you could, but yeah, that's something that is really important if you want to succeed on this platform. And next is scan your competition. Nice and easy. Just like I did what I was talking about when I found out that people were actually charging way more than me. Sign up for an account and actually try and hire these people. Like, even if you're not actually hiring, but this is one of the only ways, at least last time I logged on to Upwork, that you're able to see these profiles as they are, as a potential buyer would see them. Right? So you're able to scan these people who are your competitors, who you're competing against these jobs, who you're competing against to get these jobs. Excuse me. So you'll be able to see, oh, wow, this person had a really cool video idea. Let me add that in there. Oh, this person had three portfolio case studies on there. Let me add another one. I only have two. Oh, this person is charging $100 an hour for the same thing. I'm only charging $60. Why don't I meet in the middle and do $85? That way I will probably get the gig. So you got to scan your competition, take notes, and execute. Next, let me take another swig here. Oh, that's good. All right. That's the price you guys have to pay for this free podcast is my occasional wine swig. Cool. So next is templatize your outreach. And what I mean by this, outreach as in proposals. So you get X number of connects. These are like your tokens and everything to apply to jobs on Upwork. And for each resume you send out, that subtracts Y or ABC amount of tokens. And a lot of people don't really use this. I noticed this from a couple other people I knew that used Upwork. They'll go through and like personalize each and every single gig they apply to and like take their time and effort and everything. It's like, you got to keep this train moving. You know, you have to just go, go, go. I'm not saying just dehumanize everything. Have some templated pieces, you know, have a Google Doc that has brackets around the variables. So like, oh, add in the company name that you're applying for, add in a little blurb about a gig, but the rest of it, like your street cred, which your street cred should be in your cover letter. You should have links to your most read work or the work you're most proud of or work that you think is relevant to this gig, for everything. Cause your goal here is you want the potential person hiring you to not have to leave the page, not have to ask questions through the GM or DM. You want them to have all the the information that they need right there. So in your outreach, have links just like you do in your profile. But you should be copying and pasting all of this stuff, you know, and just adding in a couple tweaks here and there. Like, you should be using all those connects every single month. Empty the clip. Don't do it all in one day, but empty the clip throughout the month, you know, set aside an amount of connects and keep going with it and just apply. It really is a snowball effect, I'm telling you. So we'll end on this one. This is the most important point here. On Upwork, and I learned this quick. This is how I got that amount of money in just 4 months. And everything, and I tell this to everyone who wants to use Upwork, is remember that reviews on Upwork are way more important than money. You know, reviews are the currency of Upwork. If you have too many negative reviews and your star rating goes down, or people leave negative reviews on your profile, it's going to be really hard to land quality gigs. It just is, unless you're just killing it, like, numbers game wise, and have like 5 bad reviews, but like 100 positive reviews. And this is why, like, I always tell people, and this is the rule I use too, is if you have a gut feeling, if you guys are a creative professional and have had clients, you know that gut feeling at the very beginning when you first meet people, like on the kickoff call or when you first meet them in person, when you're like, this client is going to be an absolute fucking nightmare. Excuse the French, like an absolute nightmare. When you feel that way on Upwork, leave the money on the table. Do not pursue it. Do not, because on Upwork, like in the real world, in like the outside world, unless you have a Yelp or Google reviews page, which doesn't hold as much weight review wise, if you have a crappy experience with the client, like, it kind of gets swept under the rug if you want it to, you know, like, everyone makes mistakes, and everything. So everyone has those days. So you kind of can sweep it under the rug, but on Upwork empowers these really crappy clients and gives them leverage by them being able to leave you a negative review and like have feedback and all this stuff. So what this does is, a negative review, and this is why, like, I remember this guy was trying to hire me, like, pay me like $3,000 to write a white paper. So it was like it was a good chunk of money. But he was just an absolute asshole. Like, from the get go, he was an asshole. And I just didn't like the way he was, didn't like the way he went about his business, didn't like his client working history on Upwork, his reviews that he had gotten. And I had that gut feeling in my stomach that just didn't sit right. And I had to leave the money on the table, because a negative review is way worse than not having an extra $3,000. That'll hurt you more in the long run. Potential clients will look at that and be like, well, I don't want to hire this person if this person said this about them. You know what I mean? So reviews are currency on Upwork. Treat them as such. And if you have a gut feeling in the beginning that it's going to be a nightmare client, don't do it. Just don't. It's not worth it. So, boom, there you go. That's how I made my first $10,000 on Upwork, on top of just, and I guess I should also add the basics. This is more like nitty gritty stuff with Upwork. Also, just basic stuff is meet your project deadlines. Like, I've been talking to a lot of writers recently, and I always say, like, if you're a writer or creative professional in general that religiously meets their deadlines, like, I'm saying, like, we'll stay up all night to meet that deadline, or have a week out in advance, ask for an extension and tell them the reason and really apologize about it, you're in the top 2%, baby. Like, you're in the top 2%. Like, you're killing it if you meet your project deadlines consistently. Upwork is the same. Meet your project deadlines. Don't take on too much at once that you can't handle, can't juggle. Don't do it. Don't overload yourself. Over or under promise, over deliver. That's another little tip that I stole from somebody that I heard, but I really like it. And go from there. And just basic stuff. Treat clients with respect. We'll just send them a thank you message and everything, just asking how they are and just saying like, hey, thanks so much. It was a pleasure working with you, blah, blah, blah. And just be a good person. And once that happens, like the work will come through on Upwork. When I was in the heyday, about like 2 months into that streak, I wasn't applying anywhere really. I mean, I was applying to like 2 or 3 gigs a week, maybe. Or yeah, I would say about that, compared to like twice that per day before, because on Upwork, people will start reaching out to you once you have those positive reviews, once you have that job success score, that top freelancer badge, all those client reviews and everything like that in a specialty, people will start reaching out to you. So it's a really great platform to earn some extra money. If you're trying to get a couple more cocktails for that vacation that you're going on, or if you want to make it like a full-time thing and work wherever, it's a pretty cool platform. It's not the best platform. I think there's a lot of negatives to it. I think it does kind of commoditize things a little bit, but it's the front runner. It went public recently. It's going to be around for a while. I would say overall it's pretty good. So if you're interested in that, then give it a try. I'm not being paid by them by any means. Just noticed it's a question I get a lot about Upwork, and I was successful on it, so I decided to share that with you guys in the second episode of the Dakota Shane podcast. So thanks everybody for listening. I really appreciate your time. And if you liked it, of course, share it, subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to this on, and head on over to my column on Inc. Magazine. Just type in DakotaShaneInc.com. I'll pop right up. If you want to keep following me or follow me on Twitter, just type in Dakota Shane. I'm right there. And say what you liked about this episode. I love to hear what you guys have to say, and yeah, let me know questions that you want answered. So thanks again, everybody, and I will see you next time. I'm gonna kill this wine right now. All right, have a good one, everybody. Bye.